Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I was just talking about the power of God. You know, the kingdom of God is not a matter of just words and mere talk. It's about the power of God, the power of the kingdom. And it was just so exciting talking about that yesterday. And it's just something the Lord just poured into my heart. And if you haven't heard it, you got to hear it. It'll just excite you. And if you did hear it, then you're going to be it's going to give you perspective what I'm about to share with you. Because right before Jesus, remember, Jesus was walking through Galilee, and he's just preaching the kingdom of God, and he's healing people that are sick and have diseases, everybody, all the people that were sick and had diseases. And, of course, this huge crowd started coming in, the word started passing, and then he began to preach the Sermon on the Mount. Well, preceding this power of healing and all these things that were taking place, there was one thing that Jesus did prior to the start of his ministry. He was baptized by John the Baptist, remember, but then he was led by God's Spirit. He was led by the Holy Spirit into a time of fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, it was like we were, oh my goodness. So he went through a time of fasting and prayer before he saw, or we saw, the manifestation of the power of the kingdom of God. And so we got to back up a little bit and say, what happened? What was he doing prior to him walking through Galilee like that? And he talks about it in Matthew chapter 4. You know, what was happening? What was happening? And this is what happened. As soon as he was baptized, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit, capital S, into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry, then the devil began to tempt him. And so there's something, if you listen, I think about A.A. Allen, and A.A. Allen who moved in the kingdom of God message. And A.A. Allen, he said, you don't have no problem. All you need is faith in God.
Right.
And but he locked himself up. He locked himself up in his house, in a room, and he told his wife, don't bother me. I'm going to be fasting. I'm going to be praying. And I really believe I wasn't there, but I can sense those moments where it's like, you know, something's got to give. It's all got to happen. And the only hope for America, by the way, is the fullness of the kingdom of God with the evidence of power. And I just really feel he was going through that at the time. But when he came out of that thing, and the Lord gave him a list of like 11 things or something, and he shared part of it and didn't share the other, but God spoke to him about some things. And he, you know, responded to the voice of God. And then, you know, miracles began to happen in his ministry and power, basically. What's a miracle? Everything's a miracle.
Yeah.
But, you know, power began to happen, confirming his ministry and his and the kingdom message that he was preaching. Well, Jesus had 40 days of prayer and fasting led by the Spirit of God. So it's not like, hey, I'm going to go on my own carnal fault life. I'm going to go on 40 days of fasting because this is a checkbox. You check this off and then power comes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was led by the Spirit of God. It was time to pray and to fast.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, he went through some real rough times. He had to deal with, you know, who is he going to worship? He had to deal with, is he going to test God? Mm-hmm. You know, is he going to respond the right way? Is he going to be willing to give up everything because the kingdoms of the world was offered to him? And he went through all these paradigm realities, and he had to say no. And he had to say, you know, I'm following God, my Father, that's it. And he quoted the word back to him. But it was after all this personal struggle that Jesus had that miracles, signs and wonders began to break loose in his ministry. And you know, when struggle is totally wrongfully understood quite often in the American gospel, it's like, it must not be right. And it's like, if you step outside of America a little bit, you know, to minister every day, you got to struggle. I remember ministering in Israel. It was the toughest environment probably I've ever ministered in, because there's so many things attacking the gospel there and attacking Israel. And
they said the executive from Google went to North Korea and on this trip, and his daughter reported back. He says, nothing that I have seen or heard prepared me for what I saw. There were no cars, people walking for miles and miles and miles just to get to work. And to, we don't know anything about struggle here. The people in other countries that live way, way right. more difficult lives than we do.
Right. And he just given much, much as expected.
Mm. Yeah.
The but yeah, and so he went through a time of prayer and fasting led by the Holy Spirit. And he in that, it wasn't just, you know, doing without. It was humbling himself and trusting God despite all the things that were happening. And when he came out of that, he began immediately to go into all the world. He didn't wait around, and he didn't say, let me go back to my father's house and build some more stuff with Joseph. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't say. He just went straight into ministry. He went straight into advancing the kingdom of God, to preaching the kingdom of God. And understanding those things in conjunction, that's what he did. He says, imitate me. You know, we should live a life that imitates the Jesus. And right. understanding that, that's what happened. And so we were all pumped up and excited about the power, but it's like, you know, we have to die to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to die to ourselves. We have to be willing to lay down our life so that God's life can shine through us and that he would get the glory. And that we go around doing these good things and the power of God's moving, preaching the gospel, but it's not about us. And only through a time of prayer and fasting and self-denial, which is a whole new concept, right?
Yeah.
Self-denial. And by the way, he says, unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you cannot have a part of me. That's totally different gospel, and that's Jesus preaching it,
mm-hmm.
than what you hear. But when you walk with God in that manner, in that way, then you begin to see the fullness of the kingdom. When you give it all up for God, God takes care of you. It's amazing.
Yeah, sure does.
And all of a sudden, the book of Acts is not a history book. It's literally a operations manual. It tells you how to respond when these things are taking place. And I'm not talking from theory. I'm talking from watching it myself. I'm talking about, you know, I used to be a traditional, an American typical, you know, pastor over, you know, you just show up and listen and then go back home and that's it. You mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. And of course, then I began to just say, you know, I want more of God. I want the fullness of the kingdom. I want the family of God. I want what God says we're supposed to have. And it's just everybody, it's like some sort of audience, you know, some sort of audience that's just watching church instead of being the church. And it's like, what's going on? And we're going to be sharing a word in the extra hour from Steve Hill about that particular situation. It's going to shock you, but it's true. And it locks in with what God's saying to a lot of his people. And we have a moment of time. We need to respond to this. But understand, it's just a time of saying, you know what? I got to prepare myself. How do I do that? Is I first make Jesus the Lord of my life. He might be a religious concept to you, but you make him the Lord of your life. You get become his disciple, mm-hmm. which means you know his teachings and you follow them. And that's what a disciple is a follower of his teachings. And then you begin to seek the Lord and watch what he does and get rightly related to his body and watch what happens as you obey God and imitate him. You begin to see the power of God in your everyday life. You know, maybe in your workplace, maybe you'll be a pastor, maybe, I don't know. But just being a believer in general, because we're all supposed to take care of the body, that the power of God is made manifest. Just a powerful, powerful thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.